of the morning to you. Time again for Moments of Melody. I have in my hand a paper titled, I Find Reality. It's the story of General Lew Wallace, the author of Ben-Hur. Jim and Dan had just finished listening to another classroom lecture on the history of philosophy. Since it was now the noon hour, they strolled across the campus toward the student union, where they enjoyed lunch together. They'd been discussing certain points of the lecture of the professor when Jim remarked, "Well, Dan, it seems that great minds of the past, as now, are always searching for reality. How thankful I am that I have found reality in the person of Jesus Christ." At this point of the conversation, Dan asked Jim exactly what he meant by such a statement. Jim looked thoughtfully at his friend and began, "The other day, Dan, I read again of the story of two well-known men, Robert Ingersoll, the notorious agnostic, and Lew Wallace, the author of Ben-Hur. One day they were talking together while waiting for a train at Union Depot in Indianapolis. Ingersoll expressed his surprise that so gifted a man as Wallace should be a member of a church and a believer in Christ. He also told him that if he would look carefully into the matter, he would throw away his superstitious notions. Mr. Wallace, who had already given more thought and study to the subject of Christianity than his infidel friend had ever done, thought seriously about what Ingersoll had told him. He decided that he would go more thoroughly into the study of Christianity than ever before. He went to Palestine. He lived and studied where Christ had lived and taught and died and risen again. Afterwards, he wrote this remarkable testimony. As a result of my research and years of study, I became convinced that Jesus Christ was not only a Savior of the world, that He was not only the Savior of the world, but that He was my Savior too. And being thus convinced, I wrote Ben-Hur." Those are the words of General Lew Wallace, author of Ben-Hur. Reading together the book written by Dr. Luke. And as the Lord Jesus spoke thus, he showed them his hands and his feet. And then while they were still doubtful and bewildered with joy, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" And so they put before him a piece of roast fish and a honeycomb. And he took these and ate in their presence. "This is what I told you," he said, "while I still walked in your company, how all that was written of me in the law of Moses and the prophets and in the Psalms must be fulfilled." And then he enlightened their minds, and he made them understand the Scriptures. I would have enjoyed hearing him teach that lesson. You know, there are times when you just wish you could step into the pages of the Bible and relive those days. It must have been thrilling to have heard the Lord Jesus explain the law, the Psalms, and the prophets.